Budding Business on East Coast FM.
It's the time of the week where we celebrate budding businesses in Wicklow and meet the people behind them. First up, Jill Lush on the line from Lush Marketing. How are you doing, Jill?
Good morning, Shane. I'm good, thank you. How are you today?
Yes, I'm very good. I'm very good. So please tell me what you're all about.
Yes, so Lush Marketing is a marketing agency based in Delgany in County Wicklow. And basically, we deliver marketing training, marketing outsourcing, and marketing strategy services.
Mm-hmm. And what area, is it any particular area of business, or is this right across the board?
Yeah, so I work with businesses right across the board. There's not one particular business that I can't help. I help all industries, all types, everything ranging from your retail business right across through to the healthcare and tech sectors. So I've worked with customers in all sorts of industries over the years, and I suppose I like to have it that way in terms of keeping it diverse and keeping it interesting as well. So I have to say, yeah, it's definitely enjoyable anyway to keep it diverse.
So this is to do with everything to go with marketing campaigns to, if you just want to get news out or you just want to promote the company in general.
Yes. So basically in my marketing training, I work with businesses in a private capacity where I deliver to either groups or individuals training in various marketing needs. So everything from email marketing to SEO to social media and everything kind of in between. And then in terms of the outsourcing part, I actually have some businesses that actually outsource some or all of their marketing to me.
Yeah.
So again, like that, I'm working on their marketing strategy. I'm actually doing the social media, the email marketing, all that good stuff for them. And then obviously equally in the marketing strategy side, I often find that businesses, particularly during the pandemic and coming out of various lockdowns, a lot of businesses have kind of lost their way a little bit in their marketing. So whether you're a startup or whether you're 30 years in business, businesses do unfortunately lose their way every so often. So I help to get them back on track and to provide them with marketing strategy and marketing direction and just keep things simple for them so that they can get themselves back on track, as well, particularly, as I said, during pandemic and coming out of lockdowns. I've noticed that with a lot of businesses in all sorts of industries at the moment, Shane.
Okay, and so have you, Jill, been long in the marketing game, directly, indirectly?
Yeah, I have. So I'm 4 years in business this year, Shane. Of my business birthday coming up now in September.
Oh,
so
we'll have congratulations.
Obviously with restrictions and all the rest, in fairness, I'm 4 years in and always learning, I suppose, myself. But one thing, I suppose, that I have done in recent kind of months and years is kind of giving back to the community as well. So myself and Karen Janssen of Janssen Photography set up Climb Connect Cuppa, which is basically free networking that we're now able to do outdoors, thankfully, once a month up in Belmont, Maine. So we have a Facebook page that people can follow, Climb Connect Cuppa.
Okay.
So it just helps in terms of that networking piece and kind of having kind of chats about I suppose issues and problems in business, and that's free of charge. So the only cost, I suppose, is the cost for your coffee after the walk. So,
all right,
it's just something to kind of give back again to the business community.
Well, listen, we wish you all the best, Jill Lush.
Thank you, Shane.
From Lush Marketing in our starting up, and best of luck with everything there. Take care.
Thanks a million, Shane. Thanks for your time today.
Okay, let's go now to Amy Barnes, who has launched Ganbaru Coaching, which aims to empower others to create, make and exceed personal goals. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good, Shane. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. I know Amy from my fantastic hometown of Ockham. Tell us all about this coaching setup that you're putting together.
Yeah, I will indeed. So Ganbaru is a life business and teams coaching business. And I think the name Ganbaru kind of simplifies quite beautifully what we're trying to do. So Ganbaru actually originates from Japan, and it comes from the word Ganbaru, which means to slog on tenaciously through tough times. And Ganbaru translates into doing one's best, but in practice it means doing more than one's best.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's quite simple and beautiful to what we're trying to achieve. We're just trying to achieve all our clients to empower them to do their best.
And is this all about personal development in their life, you know, in work, just for themselves? What way are you gearing this?
Yeah, so we actually offer life, teams and business coaching. So I suppose the main question I get is what is life coaching? And I think to some people, it's still a bit of a kind of unknown ground. So coaching is a professional relationship designed to assist the client in identifying and working towards their goals and aspirations. So that would be completely individual and unique to us all. So we would have some clients that would come to us for life coaching, and they would be very much maybe working towards progression up the career ladder, or it could be a complete career change. Or they could come to us to maybe work towards building better habits or creating a better kind of work-life balance. And we also would deal with a lot of clients that are maybe trying to improve their overall confidence and self-esteem. But then I would have businesses that would come to work with us. And, you know, if we take, say, COVID, for example, over the last 15 months, businesses have had to really maybe relook at their outlook of business and how they're doing business.
Yeah.
So we would deal with them about what can they introduce to make the business more sustainable and grow, basically.
So it's very much, it's business, it's not just personal life, it's business life as well.
Yeah, definitely. And then the team coaching part of it, I think, is more prominent now than ever with COVID, because teams are working from home. So businesses are trying to make teams work closer together, but they've never been further apart. So that can be quite challenging, and we're helping businesses navigate their way through that, you know, make sure teams are still effectively communicating together and reaching those goals and results that they want to achieve, even though they are working in very, very different times.
And Amy, have you been doing things like this before? Have you been long in this, or is this just what you're going to get into now?
No, well, my own background would be in retail management and leadership. I've over 15 years experience, and I suppose it was through working with teams and large teams and seeing the benefits of coaching, because I think, you know, any businesses will know it can be quite easy to learn the technical side of things, but it's actually dealing with the emotional intelligence and communication skills and that isn't so easy. And coaching is so, so powerful, and just when I seen the results in that, I was like, this is something I need to delve into more. And then on a personal level, I suppose over the years I've had a coach, and it's really helped me on my own journey. And I think, you know, in life we all go through a lot, and we have, and we come across roadblocks, and I think sometimes we can be our own biggest roadblocks. And I think, you know, again, the power of coaching helping us navigate our way through that is quite amazing.
Well, Amy Barnes from Glambaru Coaching, we wish you all the best.